Heidi Klum, honey. We'll get into that.
And Brad, I know you a Lizzo fan, but sis, she says she hates Aries.
Ooh.
We'll explain why.
Also, later I sit down with Christina Milian to dish about joining the Step Up series and much more.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Comedian and sister, Jessie Wu in the building.
Yes, it's your sister.
I'm so happy to be here. Headcrack, what dishes are we cooking up today?
Well, yo, it's looking like October is National Divorce Month because we have another one. And this one is a friend of the show. He's all rooting for Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill, but they have reportedly called it quits after just 2 years of saying I do. Now, according to the streets, the two have been separated for a while now, and a source said they really do love each other, and it wasn't nothing scandalous or anyone at fault, but it just didn't work out. But another source said that the two are amicable, so no bad blood, but their second wedding anniversary was just 2 days ago.
Wow.
Did y'all see this dish coming?
I didn't see this coming. Now, Gary, you were at the wedding. Did you see this happening?
No, I mean, everybody's seen it, but my thing is, though, if things don't work out, divorce. And I feel these people say, oh, that's wrong. I feel if I say, I love you today, Brad. You want to get married tomorrow? We should. And if it don't work, divorce. It's that simple to me. That's how I feel about it.
That seems a little willy-nilly, though.
These two went out of their way to have a panoramic wedding, and then you just don't see it through. And also, I saw the signs because Mike has said before he has never been in love. And that man had two ex-wives. And also, he has never been faithful. And that man had two ex-wives, okay, at his biblical age.
Jessie, have you been married?
No.
Well, and Brett, I know you just got married. Gary, have you ever, okay.
Nobody could afford me.
Here's the thing. I've never been married, and I feel like, statistically speaking, I've avoided divorce, right? Because I feel like you get married a little later, you wait a little more, you get real specific, chances are you've avoided your first divorce.
I think since you and I have never been married, we should get married, right? And we make a little business deal or whatever, and we go and be on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Andy, call us.
Yeah.
We make us a whole we know what we in it for. Right. For the money.
We got the swirl going
They haven't seen a couple like y'all on the show yet.
I think
a good springtime wedding. What you think, Tanner?
I love the spring, Jessie.
All right, y'all. Moving on to Thirst Trapping with... Yo mama? Okay. 49-year-old Heidi Klum and her 18-year-old daughter Lenny bared it all for an intimacy lingerie photo shoot. Lingerie.
We love it.
And look, child, they looked good. The sexy mom and her daughter, the duo posted some behind-the-scenes shots of the shoot, and fans are swooning, y'all. So what do you guys think of this mother-daughter team? Is this a thirst trap?
It was well played. They trapping in two age demographics.
Yeah, they trapping all over.
They got me. They trapped me. I'm not gonna lie. I hit it with all the likes. Yeah.
That's how you market.
But anyway, child. I mean, so can I imagine, honey, thirst trapping with your mama, though? I mean, think about it.
I mean, if your mama kept it together, then go for it. Not everybody's mama can do this.
That's true. That's very true. Earlier this week, we were just talking about LeBron and Bronny, so it's like, this makes perfect sense. Heidi's doing the same thing.
This is so cute.
That is not a good look. This is your child, honey. She should be teaching our child, honey, how to do Bible verses and something like that, doing something that's wholesome, not being
okay,
like,
what Bible verses do you
Jesus well.
That's not a Bible verse.
First off, that's the short one.
No, it is.
That's the short one.
Okay, Brett, I think you might have some beef with Lizzo, sis.
Why? That's my sister. That's my girl.
She says she hates Aries. Well, specifically, Aries men. Okay, you get the catch there though. I see what you're doing, Lizzo. So Lizzo is gracing the cover of Vanity Fair's November issue, and she even sat down for their lie detector test YouTube series. And everything seemed all good until sis found out she could possibly be an Aries. Check this out.
Would you be shocked to hear that you're an Aries?
Nah, I'm not a f***ing Aries. I'm not an Aries. I'm not gonna say it's my least favorite sign, but it's the least likely I would ever want to be.
She obviously has had some old bad experience with some Aries man that done hurt her feelings,
broke
her heart, or something like that.
No, but
Aries
all
Spears?
Well, exactly. We saw that whole Aries Spears moment. That's why I'm like, okay, girl, I see the double anything.
Air Jordan.
Exactly. But I don't like Aries men either.
What's wrong with Aries?
But they're very reckless. Short-tempered, very selfish. Spanish people.
Wow. Bitch, that is such a lie. I will jump across this table and choke your ass. Because the last thing I am an Aries, and I'm very proud of it. Mariah is an Aries, and we're proud of it. I know, but... I know Aries, man, and they're not all selfish. And Aries are giving, and we're loving, and we're loyal.
Just because you're like that doesn't mean the men are.
Maybe some of the men you've experienced were bad Aries, but every Aries is not a bad Aries man. I know some good Lizzo Aries men.
You can't write somebody off just because of the date that their parents got busy.
Yes, you damn can, honey.
I'm going to tell you one sign I am... Two signs, actually. Scorpios and Gemini men, please stay far away from me.
Well, I like all signs, honey. Cancer, my name is Gary.
I'm a Cancer, too. Yeah. No Cancer slander allowed.
None.
All right, we'll move it on. Move over, Bronny James. You might have some competition in a few years because 2 Chainz' six-year-old son, Halo Epps, firmly believes he will be going to the NBA.
Okay.
Now, 2 Chainz, who played college ball at Alabama State, wasn't completely convinced, although he lives son rock, you know, take a look.
I heard they're gonna start letting kids go to the league at 18 years old.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wish I was 18, that's all I can say.
In 11 more years, you think you're ready?
Yeah.
To go to?
Yeah.
To go
straight? Yeah.
To the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, this video is adorable.
I love this kid. Yeah. Every time I see him, his confidence is through the roof. Yeah. I love it. He like, yeah, whatever. I got it.
Mm-hmm. His dad is confident, so I the apple him. Don't fall too far from the tree.
Rappers should do with each other. I mean, 2 Chainz should talk to 50 Cent. And maybe
what?
Their kids could...
You don't see what's going on with 50 Cent and his son?
That's why I'm saying they need to talk.
No.
No.
2 Chainz has an actual good relationship with his son.
Yes. He should talk to 50 Cent so he can have a relationship with his son.
Oh, okay. So he can have...
You know, we just stopped arguing about 50 Cent yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, but we want to spread the love.
Well, that's not his responsibility.
I'm not even getting it. Like, for real. I don't have that.
Like, one is still coachable. Like, Halo's 6.
Well, but Marquis may have a child one day and he might want to learn from 2 Chainz.
Speaking of signs, this is one to move on. Seems like everyone loves to troll Ciara's man, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So the Raiders were going up against the Broncos, and while Russell was doing his warm-up for the game, a Future song started playing in the background.
Here we go.
Hey,
pull the petty lever. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're in any public place, I mean, Future's pretty huge. A Future song is pretty likely to come up at some point.
That's right. Nah, they do that on purpose to Russell.
They sure damn
And I think it's
heard.
Time. I really think it's time for Russell to quarterback one of these little players and show them that he is not the softy that they think he is. I'm tired of people playing in Russell's face.
Mm-hmm. He's just nice.
Nah, I'm tired of
you know, it'll
take
like,
that Hawaiian shirt off that you be wearing and show these
and
men.
Strangle
who,
somebody with it.
Period. No, it's time. It's time. Oh. Throw that helmet. Oh.
How much would it suck for your girl or your significant other to have a really famous ex?
We talking?
But that's the thing. Like,
Future's very
not,
famous.
Yeah, but he's not on Russell Wilson's level though. Like, that's my thing. It's like,
It's hard.
Russell Wilson is in the NFL. Russell Wilson, how much is this contract that he makes every year?
Yeah.
Like,
probably hundreds.
He's in the hundreds, millions. Like, so, I don't know.
But doesn't Future make that kind of money?
No.
And he's
Future
in the Negro
money,
Fighting League of the rap game. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the NFL.
Up next, find out what naughty gift Ed Sheeran sent to Sam Smith's home. Ooh, Gary, you're going to love this.
Oh.
Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Hey. It's time for a Dish Baby Report for 2 celebrities.
Uh-oh. Oh.
First up is Kaley Cuoco.
Uh-huh.
Now, she must have had a big bang, honey, not too long ago.
A big bang.
She's expecting her first baby with her boyfriend, Ozark star Tom Pelfrey. She dropped pics of a cake with a pink filling along with a pic of her baby bump and said, "Baby girl Pelfrey coming 2023, beyond blessed and over the moon."
Nice.
Oh, so cute.
This is good news times two. Like, not only are they having a baby, the fact that he's alive, because I was a big Ozark fan.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yo, that bothered me.
I didn't recognize
so
it at first because these photos, he looked like a good, nice human being.
Yeah.
And then once I realized he was the psychopath from Ozark, I was like, oh,
very
unhinged.
I'm still not over that. Such a good show.
I would have been offended had I been at that baby shower, honey.
What?
Having a doggone pink baby cake with a pink filling. I mean,
What I love that. Instead of them shooting up lanterns in the air, poop, fires, and pink smoke comes out, and now it's a forest fire.
That's not a good look for me. But anyway, that was good.
Also, I wonder how many times has Kaley Cuoco heard the Big Bang joke?
You know? She's heard them all.
And it's not going to stop.
No. It's only just beginning.
Exactly. Well, also, you know, Jesse, your boss, Nick Cannon. Mm-hmm. All right, now, don't worry. It's not a new baby on the way, but he just shared some sweet pics on IG. Now, he showed off baby Onyx, who he shares with LaNisha Cole. She's wearing a crown. And as Cassia said, it's my job to never let your crown fall.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
This photo is so adorable.
Yeah. Onyx is gorgeous. She's a gorgeous baby.
Yeah, but what about Powerful Queen? She's gorgeous, too. I mean, should she not have a crown?
That's not my business.
We'll see those pictures later, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I think it's beautiful. One thing about Nick Cannon, he gonna take some pictures with his babies now. He might not give the mama a night nurse, but he gonna take pictures with the baby.
Wow.
I mean, hey!
Yeah, that's good to have those baby pictures so when they get older, that was your daddy.
Exactly.
Wow.
As in, he ain't gonna come around.
Hey! Guys, I have to go back and film next season.
Good job, Nick.
I'm trying to put Jesse Wilden out of a job.
All right.
Well, okay, y'all. Listen up, baby, honey. I love this story. So Ed Sheeran, honey, just gave his friend Sam Smith a statue as a gift, y'all.
Aww.
But it's not just any gift, friend. Now, Sam went on the Kelly Clarkson show, y'all, and told Kelly all about it. Check it out.
It's a 6'2" marble penis. That is 2 tons, and I'm going to have to get it craned into my house.
What in your foyer? Like what's going to happen?
I want to turn it into a fountain.
Now, what y'all think, honey? I mean, so what's your Sam?
Look, you can't even get yourself right.
You're so excited to tell this story.
A 6'2", 2-ton marble penis?
Yeah.
They got to put a gate up to keep Gary off the property.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell y'all a true story, though.
You've had a 2-ton penis before?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay.
But I used to go, I can understand this here, though. Because I used to go in this store, honey, and they had all these toys. And I was greedy as a young lad. And when you see those big toys, you be like, damn, I want that. But then it didn't work.
What didn't work?
I couldn't apply it.
You couldn't apply?
Don't ask.
So that's why
I'm trying to put a bat in the eye of the needle.
I can imagine this big marble toy.
Did you say trying to put a bat in the eye of a needle?
Oh. You know what? So has anybody ever sent you a gift like this, Gary?
Girl, no, I'm waiting, honey. So, and then I think right now it might be too late now, so, honey.
Never too late.
Those doors are closed, but anyway.
What if you made one out of clay and sent it to your home?
Yeah.
A little pottery class.
What about let me get on Etsy and find somebody that makes, you know, pottery penises and get you one for Christmas.
And then clear your Google search history after you do it.
Yeah, please do.
Up next, I'm talking to Christina Milian about the new season of Step Up and much more. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, guys. We have a special guest joining us today, singer and actress Christina Milian. Welcome. How you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm doing great. Feeling so good.
Good. All right, now, season 3 of Step Up is premiering on Starz October 16th, and you play Colette Jones, replacing the late Naya Rivera. Tell us about the role and what you had to do to prepare for it.
Wow. So preparing for the role of Colette Jones, it was actually probably one of the most challenging situations for me, not only because she's such a great character, she's got so many layers to her, but this is a pre-existing character who's been on seasons 1 and 2, and I have so much respect for the previous actress, which was Naya, who played this role. So.
Now, of course, the show set here in Atlanta. I just moved to Atlanta. I'm curious if you could tell me your favorite thing about the ATL.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the food. I'm a foodie.
Oh, boy.
Food out there.
So I keep hearing about these twerking brunches. Have you been to these? What's the best one in town?
I've been to a twerking brunch, and there was hookah, there was everything. I don't even think I was supposed to be there because I didn't realize it was going to be that crazy.
Yeah.
But I actually had so much fun. I can't remember the name of it. But I just like got there when it was about the food, and then it just turned crazy. So I think there's an endless amount of them everywhere, and you should definitely try it out.
How much twerking is in Step Up season 3?
You know, everybody shakes their ass. There's some twerking, there's a whole lot of like professional dancing too, but yeah, you got working for sure.
Now, you've got a 12-year-old daughter. Has she helped you step up your dance moves? Is she also into music and dance like you?
Violet's not really into dancing. I kind of like, she took some dance classes back in the day. Mm-hmm. We've tried some TikTok dances, but that's just not her thing. She's kind of like me. Like, I've done it for my performances, but I'm not that great of a dancer. I got a good two-step. And yeah, I think for now, she's pretty chill when it comes to the dances, but she learns pretty quick.
You said one time that one of your favorite characters to play was Paris Morgan in Love Don't Cost a Thing. And yes. I'm curious, where do you think Nick Cannon's Alvin and your Paris are today? Where are they at 19 years later?
Ooh, my gosh. Well, I wouldn't know that Alvin probably has 12 kids now.
You said I didn't.
You know, I think Alvin and Paris, they might have found their way. He probably became an attorney. She probably became I think she had this passion for poetry. So maybe the two of them ended up together living in Atlanta and finding a nice, beautiful life as a beautiful Black couple.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, all right. Once and for all, we got to settle this. Is Christina Milian an AM person or a PM person?
Oh, I'm PM all night. But these days, I'm AM. I've been like getting up early and working out. And then I'm PM too. So honestly, I think I just get about 6 hours of sleep at night. So AM and PM.
All right, Christina, it was so good chatting with you. Remind viewers when and where to catch the new season of Step Up.
Well, you can check out Step Up on Starz October 16th. Please tune in.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us and stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
When a bride-to-be is getting married, I'm sure they pick their wedding dress out months in advance, right, Brat?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Nikki Bella and Artem Chigvintsev recently tied the knot in Paris, and Nikki revealed that she didn't pick her ceremony dress out until 30 minutes before the wedding.
Dang, like that's real close.
For real. This dress was one of four looks, but it was her ceremony dress. Here's another kicker. One of the other four dresses was actually a dress that she was supposed to get married to ex John Cena in.
Oh, That's a little bit trifling.
Yeah.
30 minutes is a very quick dress picking time.
Before your wedding, how long had you had to dress
for? Oh, we had a short amount of time. It wasn't no 30 minutes. It might have been 2 weeks or something like that.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks? That's even shorter.
That feels close.
That's why I already got my dresses ready.
Really?
Wait, you got your wedding dress ready?
Like a bunch of them?
Yeah, I got three.
Well, who are you marrying?
Well, first, I don't know who I'm marrying, but, you know, I got a Nigerian dress ready to go. I don't know if
just
my husband's going to be Nigerian, but we're going to have a Nigerian wedding regardless. Because I want the money shower, all that. I got the matching headpiece and all that.
You got your dashiki tanner?
Yeah,
I'm calling housewives. I'm calling Andy.
Yeah, a Haitian and a Caucasian get married. Yes. We're going to have a Nigerian.
The Haitian and the Caucasian.
Get ready for the real white chocolate.
Okay. Get down with the swirl. Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.